The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
Detective Hawk, control yourself.
Don't you tell me to control myself. You dragged me away from an important investigation when all you had to do was pull me aside and say, Pierman needs to see you right away. Controller.
We have ourselves a delicate matter here.
I know too much, and you don't think I can keep my mouth shut.
I think the phrase is, in a nutshell, yes.
So, have you decided to join them?
I told them at best I'd need another day.
You're a good cop and a great detective. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I've been expecting your call.
I bet you have, Pierman.
Please believe me when I tell you that I had nothing to do with what happened today. Kate, you're in our system. You're privy to our operations.
Save it, Pierman. I've heard the spiel already. This federal job is just something that's being given to me, not earned.
But you have earned it. First assignment as a fully pledged IDF agent.
And that would be...
freeing your father.
And now, episode 29, Homeland.
We think it's time to clear up this matter with your father, so in good faith, his release is our first priority.
Forgive me if I curb my enthusiasm, Pierman, but I've heard promises before. I still haven't interviewed Von Longer or Parks, as promised, and I haven't even bothered to ask about Ms. Harris.
I know it seems as though we've been dragging our feet on the matter of your father, but things are complicated.
I'm sorry, but I don't understand what's so complicated. You are the Federation, and he is in a Federation prison. Just make a phone call and release him.
Perhaps complicated was too much of a simplification. It is highly complex. As you may recall, the controller told you that the rebels had captured your father and were transporting him to their prison complex.
Yes, they were part of an organization called Rage. They were captured by an IDF patrol, and they claimed that my father was their spy.
They were quite convincing, and your father was tried and put in our prison system. We have been working hard through our legal system to get Horace another trial, but when Von Longer escaped, your father was implicated and everything was put on hold.
So his retrial...
he has been put on hold indefinitely.
Are you proposing a breakout?
What we propose is not up for discussion right now, especially over the phone in your office.
And I suppose none of this will happen until I accept your offer with Homeland Security, huh?
We really need an answer by tomorrow, and we'll get the paperwork in order.
Funny. Captain McCall told me she's already received an ENTNAC inquiry.
You know that's not binding. Just a routine security check. Think it over and give me your answer tomorrow.
You'll have your answer when I'm ready. Good day.
Detective!
Or is it agent?
I haven't decided yet.
Of course, to me, it sounds like a no-brainer.
No-brainer, huh? Well, I have a brain, and it's telling me I'm being coerced into working for you guys.
Frankly, I wish you'd stay here, so I can keep my eye on you.
Nelson?
But, being part of Homeland Security, under the supervision of one of our people, we give you the freedom to come and go without raising any suspicion.
I understand that, but I don't like being told what to do with my life, especially when it comes to my career.
Well, in spite of what you may think, you have earned it.
Detective Hawk, SIS.
So, the place still running smoothly without me?
Jim, how are you?
On the mend.
Why are you calling me on the office phone?
Well, because I'm officially getting better and able to talk a couple more days, and I'll be able to transfer to a rehab facility.
Not a local hospital?
Look, with all this in my head, if they ever took an x-ray, it'd look like Radio Shack in there.
Yeah, it would probably get their attention.
Listen, Kate, Pierman told me about the Homeland incident with you and Mac. I know they're pressing you to take them up on their offer.
Just to let you know, Jim, I haven't taken them up on anything yet.
Well, I just wanted you to know I'm fine with whatever decision you make. I'd love to keep you as my partner, even if we're masquerading as gumshoes, but Homeland Security, that does make better sense, especially if your supervisor's with the IDF.
I'll give it some good thought when I get home tonight.
Let's see. Well, that means either Chardonnay or chocolate-covered peanuts.
Probably both.
Well, listen, you do what you think's best for Kate Hawk. But getting your father out of prison, that might be a pretty good incentive.
I'll let you know when I decide.
All right, hon. Ciao.
Zaijian.
So, Barnes is on the mend.
Yeah, they did a good job of taking care of him.
And they'll do the same for you.
We'll see.
Well, it's quitting time. Call me if you have any questions about the IDF and working undercover. And by the way, if we work together in the IDF, you'll be the rookie. But I'd consider us equals. Kate.
First name basis, are we? So what would I call you? I only know you as either Rookie or Patrolman Nelson.
It's Vivian.
Vivian.
My parents were involved in a time-warping trip. They were from the 1900s. Back then, it was a male name, meaning full of life.
I see, like Pat or Shelby.
Hey, Vivian was a French bishop from the 5th century, remembered for protecting his people during the invasion of the Visigoths. He later became a saint.
Okay, then. Nelson it is. I'll see you tomorrow.
Fine, Catherine. Which, by the way, many believe is derived from the Greek word for torture.
Torture. What was torture was trying to decide what to do. On one hand, if I take up Pierman's offer, I can get to my dad and possibly free him. On the other hand, nothing is guaranteed, and I could be throwing away my career. I definitely didn't want to take the private eye route with Barnes. What would I do in between IDF assignments? Look for lost cats or spy on cheating husbands? I spent the rest of the evening trying to relax with a good book. I forced myself to read one chapter, and then decided on a plan. I'll play their little game. I'll become a dedicated IDF agent, find my dad, get him out, and either try to get my old job back, or climb the ladder in Homeland Security. The following morning, I reported to Captain McCall's office.
Detective Hawk, please, come in. I suppose you're here to talk about the federal agency offer?
Yes, ma'am. It seems like an opportunity people think I shouldn't say no to.
Well, you can include me in that group. I really hate to lose you. You're a good detective.
Well, ma'am, don't cut that cake just yet. I still have to clear their screening process.
I'm sure that's not going to be a problem. When a federal agency like Homeland Security comes calling on you, wanting you to work for them, it's a pretty done deal. At any rate, I would like for you to clear any pending or ongoing investigations you have right now.
That'll be easy, since Homeland took most of them.
Well, just think, if you join them, you might get them right back.
I suppose. Thank you, Captain McCall.
Before you go, is there any word on Detective Barnes?
Yes, I spoke with him yesterday. He's out of ICU and in recovery. He said that he's made a lot of progress and hopes to be transferred to a rehab unit soon. And Captain, he knows a forced retirement is coming.
Did someone tell him?
No, ma'am. Jim is a good detective, but most of all, he's a realist. He said it would make sense to retire him, or, as he said, strap him to a desk so he'd rather retire.
Well, that makes my job a little easier. I hate to lose both of you.
Ma'am, I'd like to recommend Officer Mack. He has tenure, experience, a good record, and I believe he did well on his exam.
He's on the short list. Is there anything else you need?
No, ma'am. Thank you. Viv, good morning.
You know, I think Officer Nelson would do. So, did you make a decision?
Quite honestly, it looks like it's already been made for me.
And?
And it looks like you may have a new member to your team.
Excellent. Have you informed Pierman yet?
No, I just made the decision after talking to the captain. I need to talk to Jim first. I owe him that.
I'm happy you decided to join us. You won't regret it. I gotta go check in with Officer Mack. Catch you later.
Catch me? Catch me? Doubt that, Vivian. I've seen you run.
Martin State.
This is Kate Hawk. I need a portal patch to Jim Barnes, Mayo Clinic.
I'm sorry, Ms. Hawk. Mr. Barnes has been moved to another facility.
Has he gone to his rehab center?
I'm sorry, but I don't have any additional information at this time. He's most likely en route and unavailable. Perhaps you could try back later.
Thank you.
Well, good morning. I've been expecting your call.
Where's Jim?
I understand that he's well enough to be transferred to a rehab facility.
Where?
I'm afraid I don't know exactly, but I'll inform you as soon as he arrives and contacts me. So, have you made your decision?
It's pretty much been made for me. Even my captain is urging me to take the job.
And are you?
I'll take the job, Pierman, but with the understanding that my primary focus is on finding and gaining the release of my father.
Excellent. I assure you that his release is paramount. Your ENT-NAC clearance has been processed. We'll need to go to field headquarters and complete the processing. Even though we are highly influential, procedures must be followed.
Do you realize that no one has talked to me about what division I'll be in? Homeland Security has a lot of responsibilities.
As I understand it, you'll be assigned to the Immigration Branch.
Wait a second. You're telling me that the department responsible for illegal aliens is being run by real aliens?
The irony doesn't escape me. You'll be part of a division that provides support to immigrants seeking citizenship, primarily in the Chinese sector. You'll initially be conducting seminars and information workshops for Chinese working for their citizenship.
Well, not exactly police work, but I will be helping people.
It's only temporary, I assure you. On the homeland side, you'll eventually work your way up to special investigations.
Hey, listen, I have another call coming in. I'll get back to you this afternoon.
Very well.
Detective Hawk, SIS.
Miss Hawk, this is the Martin State operator. I have located Mr. Barnes for you.
Good. Can you connect me?
I'm afraid not. He is currently in excessive delay range.
I'm sorry?
That means the transmission delay is too long for the light-based communication.
Too long?
Mr. Barnes is en route to the planet Boldabar. That's in the Canis Major Dwarf Galaxy. That's about 25,000 light-years from here.
Why is Barnes, still recovering from major surgery, en route to a planet 25,000 light-years from Earth? What lies on Boldabar? Will Kate follow him there? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Boldabar Bound.